This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the third hour of the live Sunday edition.
Thanks.
Yeah. Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. And, you know, you can call into Free Talk Live anytime, you know, between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's 7 days a week. It doesn't really make the least bit of difference, you know, what you know, which day you choose. And a lot of times people say, hey, guys, I wanted to talk to you about something that you were talking about in the past or whatever. And that's not a problem. Just because it's a new hour doesn't mean that we, you know, we have one topic and we're going to stick to it. Now, I've got certainly topics that I can stick to.
Sure.
But you know, I mean, we're happy to take things from the last hour, which we were talking about spending on public education and homeschooling and, you know, vocational education and these sorts of things and the importance of jobs where people work with their hands. And one of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about was the notion of loving what you do.
Uh-huh.
So I have a pretty enviable job. I am a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. Now, I defy anyone to say I didn't earn it, right? Like, we built this show from the ground up. We're now on 190 radio stations across the U.S. This was not handed to me by anybody.
You did build this.
Yes, I did build this.
You did build this.
Now,
okay.
I certainly didn't build the broadcast towers that we're on or anything like that. But I, you know, Ian and I together, we built this business when we started Free Talk Live on a single station in Sarasota, Florida. And then we, you know, bopped it around to a couple of different stations. I was on all of them. I remember when we weren't on a station at all. We were just broadcasting on the internet. I remember all that. But it's like I was saying, I've got an enviable job, and I love what I do. There's no doubt. But there's plenty of times that I was doing things that I would not have said that I love this work.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't. I would come in here and do this if there was no pay at all.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we don't. You're getting paid for tonight.
Yeah.
I am not.
This is true.
I'm a business owner, and I get paid because we sell advertising.
Right. And if you don't sell advertising, you don't get paid.
Right.
That's
you
how it works.
Are a co-host, and you come in here probably because you enjoy coming in here and having an opportunity to talk.
That's
but
it.
I give you some money also
yeah.
in order to make it
I call
more
it a,
palatable.
It's like a stipend.
Yeah.
You know, it helps cover the gas costs and stuff like that. But I did this for a few years when I wasn't getting anything.
Yeah.
I didn't expect anything. I came in here because I enjoyed it.
Yes. That much is absolutely true. But I think that in many cases, young people are set up to believe that they should love their work. That,
yes.
That this is what we tell them. You know, love your job and you never work a day in your life. I've heard that.
Right.
But part of loving your job is choosing to love your job.
Right.
We still need people to make the toilets flush. We still need people to make the light switches go on. We still need people, you know, doing everything out there. And much of it is not the most desirable thing to be doing. There's always, in every line of work, there's something that you don't want to do.
Yeah. Dirty jobs. Watch that show and think about it. Some people have to go down in sewer lines and scrape them periodically. Some people have to pick up your nasty garbage, you know, and these are jobs. And, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they all love what they do. But I think people overall get satisfaction from doing a job.
Right. I, first off, you know, make it very clear to my son, every line of work is honorable. If you're participating in the marketplace, you're doing work and being compensated for it, it's honorable work. I mean, you know, I won't say politician work is necessarily honorable, but if there's a liberty-minded politician out there, I understand why they have to get money to do what it is that they do, because they're doing undesirable stuff. And they could otherwise be doing something else. So
productive. I'm not going to say they're not productive.
It's, I don't.
That's just my anti-government thing coming out.
When it comes to politicians, they get plenty of accolades. You don't need to give them extra ones. But my son, I try to instill my strong respect that I have for truck drivers and for working people. And when somebody comes to the house to do something, and we just recently got a house, so we've had an extraordinary number of people coming.
Congratulations on no longer being homeless.
Yeah, well, we just got a new house.
Oh, there we go.
Had the other one, I make him shake this guy's hand, look him in the eye,
right.
Greet him. For him, he's got a rote sort of greeting that he gives everybody, and I taught him that. Hi, my name is Jack. I'm 10 years old. Because people want to know how old you are when you're, people want to know how old you are all the time.
Right.
But when you're sub 16, yeah. I think that it's appropriate just sort of to tell them. Because somebody's always got something to say, and that's the first place that they're going to go.
It's a conversation starter.
It's a conversation starter, if nothing else. And, I teaching a kid to shake hands and look people in the eye, I think, is very important. But
yes.
I think in many cases, we're telling kids that they should love what they do, and it gives them an unrealistic view of how life is going to be in the future. You can do an undesirable job and love it because you're just the kind of person that you can choose to love your job.
Like, right.
It's love is, to some extent, a choice. Grinning, fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Yeah, and because all jobs offer some reward. That reward may just be in pay.
Yeah.
It may be in the
but
fact
that you're good enough, you love it.
Well, that's the thing. And I will say that even though the worst career decisions I've ever made have been because of money, when I just, money was the only factor to move from one place to another, that never worked out for me. But even those things, there always comes that tipping point where the remuneration for your efforts make it worthwhile. I've been in jobs like that where, okay, I finally rose to a point where you're paying me this much money. I don't necessarily hate it as much as I used to.
Right.
It makes it more palatable.
Right. And I would agree with you that when I have changed jobs solely for the money,
right,
that has not worked.
Right.
That you have to look at the big picture. There was one time that I had worked at a radio station, and the GM there was a mess emotionally, and it probably had something to do with, his blazing alcoholism. I left to go do something else, and things were falling apart.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to put it back together. Well, I'd been telling you that I am your sales manager. I am keeping this stuff going, and, cutting my commission time after time isn't really a good idea. Well, he offered me, what was at the time pretty good money to come back, and I just didn't believe him.
Right.
I couldn't believe a guy that, had these kind of emotional problems and, had been cutting my pay and all that stuff. I wasn't going to go back.
Lost credibility.
So, it's not a good idea. And I would like to know what you think, ladies and gentlemen, about this idea of loving what you do. I kind of feel like this country was built by that my ancestors were people who did jobs that weren't necessarily terribly desirable, but they did them, in many cases, with a smile on their face, because that's what was going to, that was what was going to pay the bills. That was what was going to raise the kids. That was going to make a better life for their children.
Right.
And, that's, there's nothing wrong with it. I feel like we might be doing a disservice to the next generation by stressing this idea of loving what you do.
Right. And I think of farmers a lot when I think about this. I mean, I know a lot of them growing up that you know, it's hard work, and you know, the pay's not always great. It's, you never know, but you know you got to do it because it's the next generation's ticket.
I stopped being a hobbyist farmer. I know a friend who stopped doing it too. It's because at some point it becomes work.
Right.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. free here on Free Talk Live. You are welcome to call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been, it's just the last segment we were talking about the idea of loving what you do. And is that a good idea to teach kids that, that that's what they need? Because I think many of them believe that they need to find a job that they love what they do. When, right. In fact, the vast majority of us, at least through our mid-20s, if not through our 30s, up into our 30s, may not be doing what we love, but may be doing what pays the bills. And in some cases, many cases, I think people spend their whole lives doing that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. Well, it's a challenge when you now have an older generation that's found themselves now probably more than likely having to work at jobs they don't enjoy. Just because of, 2008 financial collapse.
Right, a lot of people thought they were going to retire and then couldn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe they had to come back out of retirement and doing something that they didn't want to do. And I hear it's harder to get hired as you're, an older person. I've worked for myself now for, 12 years. So I don't have to worry about that particular aspect of it, but, wouldn't be fun.
Right.
I want to tell you about Zen. Zencash is now Horizon. Zen Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized, secure node architecture. That means it's secure, safe, private. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will be able to, will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Imagine traveling the web completely private. Well, Horizon is going to bring privacy to life. Learn more at horizen.global. That's Horizen. Horizon.global. Of course, Zen is still their currency. Their currency is called Zen. It's good, and I'm, in my opinion, it's good, and I am, the money that I manage is, to some extent, invested in Zen, because I think it is going to be a good place to put a little money, see some appreciation. Let's go to Sarah, calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention that there's a recent book written about the life on the moon. Yes,
there's a recent book written about life on the moon.
Yes, and
who's life on the moon?
What it says is that it's full of life, like the Earth is full of life. So we got cities here, we have trees. Well, that's what they have on the moon, and there's a recent book written about it, and it was in the. Yeah, so if I had the money. I would probably order it. I saw it in a catalog. It was a metaphysical catalog,
Right. Metaphysical meaning that it had books about metaphysical topics. The catalog itself was not metaphysical. Like you couldn't just look at it and interpret it.
Well, the book had like things like mysteries, a lot of mysteries of the earth, like giants in America that existed, and I got one of those catalogs, and like Jesus and Mary Magdalene were married, they're twin flames.
I believe that one, but it could be.
Yeah.
So what makes you believe that there is still life on the moon? Because scientists have said somewhere around 4 billion years ago there was likely a little bit of life, like microbes and stuff like that.
The moon was a chunk of Earth that was knocked off.
Right.
But you can see the moon from here, and you'd think that you would be able to see some of this life that we're talking about. Right, Sarah? You can look at the moon with a telescope.
Telescope, right.
Well, the thing is, the government keeps it a secret. They do have satellite image photos, but it's kept a big secret because they pushed the lunar landing. Well, they have
right.
Yeah, they pushed this lunar landing. Nobody went to the moon.
Nobody did. Neil Armstrong didn't.
Buzz Aldrin punches people when they say that.
I saw that. I watched it on TV.
Well, that guy, somebody asked him coming out of the restaurant, did you really go to the moon? And he punched the guy out because they have to live in a lie. And there was one astronaut that was going to come out and do a press, you know, public press that it was all just a con, and he got bumped off. He was dead, you know? And the whole point is to make the free world to look more superior, like we had a superior space system. That's the whole point why they had the con.
So they were definitely going to space. They just weren't necessarily landing on the moon.
Well, you know what? They go as what are the satellites? They go out to where they have these satellites, and then they float around. They have no gravity, but that's as far as it goes.
So nobody's ever made it past low Earth orbit.
That's correct, and that's a big con because you know, according to the Vedas, we're not permitted in our earthly bodies to leave the Earth's atmosphere.
The Vedas, who are they? Are they reptilian or something?
No, the you know, the Hindu Sanskrit, you know, the holy scriptures that the Hindus have in India.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be living your life based on a bunch of old writings by, you know, leprositic, flea-bitten hermits living in caves.
Well, the thing about it is that if they say that, there's a reason why they say that, because our physical bodies.
Well, it's because they're ignorant. They had not. I refuse to believe that the old scrolls have any real bearing on life today or the ability to land on the moon. I get that people might be skeptical of the ability of people to that really didn't have much as far as computers going at the time to, you know, land on the moon, then take off and return. I tend to believe it myself because, well, I don't see any reason why anyone would have lied about it.
Right.
But the thing about it is that also the Sanskrit also talks about the people living on the moon. It has descriptions of the life on the moon, like from thousands of years ago, and they still live on the moon. That's another story. And Emmanuel.
Why haven't they come here and chit-chatted with us?
Right.
You think they could set up trade?
I'm trying to explain to you that our bodies are suited for our their own atmosphere. We're not permitted to leave the bodies and go to other planets, you know? I mean, other than the aliens, I don't know, they have special aircraft and they have a special... I have no idea how they're allowed to do it, but at this point, we're not allowed to do it. It's a big con. You know, they have moon landing pictures and white sand.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it.
It's always fascinating.
You can call in about anything. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Flash flooding is still a big concern as heavy rain continues to pound the Carolinas, even though Florence is now a tropical depression. WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Galeros.
We likely already have about 3 feet of rain on the ground across parts of North Carolina. By the time it's all said and done, we could have more than 4 feet in spots. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
People are being evacuated as the water keeps rising.
What we've seen today has been flash floods, very unpredictable.
South Carolina Natural Resources head Colonel Alvin Taylor says even worse flooding is on the way in river basins in the northeastern part of the state. He says officers are now going door to door,
talking to people that are still there, getting information from them to let them know that they may be in danger.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about my Blink home security system. Obviously, I think everybody has thought about a home security system.
Right.
And probably the things that slow them down are, well, I'd have to learn how to use this. It's going to cost a lot of money. There's setup time, and, you know, I'm a lazy bum, right? Like, that's how I feel. But Blink Home Security really addresses all of that. What their, you know, their entry-level package that'll cover the important parts of your house, it's bare bones. I think it's about $150. And that's not much at all. You pay that one time. There's no contracts. There's no monthly fees or anything like that. It's yours. You own it. And you get to see on your phone. I could go right now. My Blink app, I could look, turn on any of the cameras in my house and look and see what's going on. Now, that's pretty cool. If somebody moves in front of the camera, when at the times that I have it set to let me know. I know. It, just last night I was up too late and I set the camera off. So I know it's working just fine. But, you can set the time for the cameras to be on or whatever. Somebody moves in front of it. You got that video. Comes to your phone in seconds. And it's simple to set up. And, I mean, like, simple. Well, I say 10 minutes tops to set this thing up. It's great.
It's nice.
Yeah. Just go check them out, please. It's worth the visit. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com. Blinkcameras.com/FTL. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off with our code, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to Rusty, calling in from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, guys. I was speaking about kind of work and jobs earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to inform your listeners, if they ever have a chance, to check out Thank You for Smoking. It's a comedy movie. And in there, he says everyone works because they have a mortgage. But I thought it was interesting that the character kind of archetype of it was he found his calling, and that's just what he was good at, and that's what he's going to do.
Right.
And that was perceived as honorable by everyone else because that's what he was expert at.
Right.
In regards to kind of the honorable comment he had mentioned, would you consider Christopher Cantwell kind of honorable since he's in the marketplace? Or a Louis Farrakhan?
For doing his job now, I don't know. I don't know that he necessarily believes his what he says. So you know, there's a sort of a dishonest aspect to it. And if he does, you know, so either on one hand he's muckraking, he's taking the lowest common denominator. On the other, he is he believes something that I think is misinformed. So, you know, I don't believe the stuff that he says.
Right.
So. For instance, I don't think that you could look at somebody's skin color and determine what their likelihood is as far as you know, their intelligence, because there's more genomic variation between West Africa and East Africa than there is between East Africa and Eastern Europe.
Right.
That you know, that genomic variation means that it's not about skin color doesn't determine these things. Genomic variation determines these things.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's interesting for us because, you know, Chris Cantwell's a national fixture. You know, he's
phenomenon, yeah.
He has got followers all over the world. He has some of the worst press that came out of Charlottesville and things like that. And there are those of us who've known him for years. And I guess I like to think that I've seen many faces of Chris Cantwell. You know, and this latest one is just sort of off the walls.
If he says he's going to do something, my experience is he will do it, though.
And that, I don't doubt that.
In of itself,
yeah.
is a form of honor.
I would agree with that. At various points, I've known him to look at the old Chris Cantwell would look at the things he's saying and go, "And you're absolutely stark raving mad." But then this version of Chris Cantwell is sort of supporting all that. So I just,
what are your thoughts, Rusty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the CNN reporter, I think it was y'all talking about weather earlier, kind of faked the whole hurricane wind.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's honorable, kind of deceit and fraud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I think there was a point that once you use a word, and you just use it broadly, it kind of cheapens its value. And
so
I don't
honorable?
Know if that was a...
Make it...
Yeah, I don't know if that was a application to someone working in the market. You know, like,
yeah.
Honorable would be like, someone who cures children's cancer, you know?
But I think that a person driving a truck is honorable because they're doing, they're honestly doing their labor. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with any particular job, as long as you could do any job with honor. I suppose you can do any job with dishonor, and I guess that comes down to, you know, like curing cancer. You've mentioned children and cancer. Well, you know, why is cancer curing more valuable than delivering styrofoam cups?
Right.
You know, I would say delivering. We need styrofoam cups delivered. I don't know if they have styrofoam cups anymore, but we need paper cups delivered. And you know, that to me is honorable. You know, some people can cure childhood cancer. Some people can't. I, by the way, give to St. Jude Hospital because. In part, not just because I want to see families not have to worry about caring for their kids when they've got cancer, but Because people are willing to do more and give more to cure childhood cancer, that means they're going to be able to cure adult cancer, too.
Right.
Once we can cure the cancer in the kids, then you can cure it in adults. That's one of the reasons that I donate there,
right,
is because I think that, you know, that it's they have a good marketing arm. So, you know, I don't think that deceit is acceptable in any particular career, and I would say that it would make anything dishonorable.
Yeah.
And there's probably some other, you know, way of doing things that I would find dishonorable, too. But if you any job I think you do with honor, that's honorable to me. Anything else,
Rusty? One last question.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, one last question. I followed y'all for a while now, and just to see Christopher Cantwell, kind of way he's gone and the new ideas that he has that are, you know, pretty out there, man, going off about, you know, Zionists and everything else. You ever wonder, like, what happened, man? He was all for liberty, and now it's just, he's calling for internet censorship, our government to step in and regulate. It's just crazy stuff. Have you ever questioned, been like, where what was a tipping point, you know?
Well, Cantwell took Ian and I out to lunch at a local restaurant, and he basically made a pitch, which was, hey, guys, you know, my heroes, Opie and Anthony, they do this show, and they've been kicked off of radio stations all over the place by saying things that are just a little too much for the radio managers to handle. You guys should do the same thing because they're really successful.
Right.
We patently rejected that notion. So I think that that's where it all sort of started, is Cantwell had this idea that he was going to, you know, that Bombast was going to make him money. And then what he found out was he started, you know, in the there was a situation on Twitter when he was with Free Talk Live first, where he used the N-word on somebody who was trying to argue with him on Twitter. And his reasoning was is that this guy wasn't going to be happy until Cantwell, you know, called him the N-word.
Right.
There's nothing he was going to say that was going to make this guy happy. So why not just cut to the chase?
Right. Why prolong?
That's what the guy wanted, so why not just go ahead and do it? Obviously, I don't think that's a good idea, but I think that ultimately Cantwell found, as he got deeper and deeper into this racist tripe, was that he was getting more support from people who felt like they didn't have a voice.
Right.
And that he was voicing, he was their voice, and that's how he's getting the funding. Rusty, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition, final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. Might be able to squeeze you in. We'll see. Let's just go right to the phones here. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, no problem. Fascinating phone calls. Sarah, there's a program at your local library called Loan Shark. They will get your books.
And
you won't have to pay for them. Learning, finding a job you love versus learning to love the job you're with.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I kind of learned to love the job I'm with, and I'm now kind of the industry expert at my particular trade.
That'll happen if you stick with something long enough, especially something that not terribly glamorous or whatever. By the time you're, middle-aged guy, and guys, I've got news for you. If you're not a middle-aged guy today or older than a middle-aged guy, you're going to be one at some point or another. It happens.
Yeah.
Inevitable.
Yeah.
And you'll find yourself, a lot of people will find themselves suddenly indispensable. That's happened to me in jobs where it just wasn't a big deal for a while, and then suddenly you realize that you're the only one who can do this aspect.
Right.
And suddenly your value goes up, and does that have something to do with happiness, too? I always felt better that I felt like I had my boss over a barrel a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's
probably not a good Christian thought, but true.
it's good to be indispensable.
Well, we have ourselves over a mutual barrel.
Right.
My boss can always decide, the heck with all of this, I'm going fishing.
Yeah,
which I daily pray that he does not do. By the way, I pray for Christopher Cantwell that he has a change of heart.
Right.
I think that's it's a fine idea. And Ian, my co-host, spends a lot of time talking to the guy. He believes that you're going to convince people by being kind to them and listening. And best I can tell, whenever you hear these stories of racists who have given up their stuff, it usually comes from somebody spending time with them, listening to them, telling them they're important.
Right.
Yeah, I think that is more true than not. There's a black country music star, and I do not know his name. And his cure for the Klan is just to talk to Klansmen.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos, I think, of that gentleman.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. But I do know I've seen videos of people who have...
Mainly what they want to know is that, hey, is everything going to be okay?
Right. And, all you can say is that, you know, bad things are always going to happen, but, we care about you. And I think that's what it comes down to, is human connections.
You bet.
Thanks for the call, Matthew.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Ciao.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Alexander calling in from Oregon. Lots of Oregon callers tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live. Yep.
Hey, what's going on?
Doing a radio program. What's up with you?
Awesome. It's great. I'm really glad to hear about you. I actually heard about you. I just want to divert for just 1 second. I might want to talk about Operation Greenway for all of your listeners. You might have computers right now if they're wanting to look what that is. It's on WordPress. But I heard about your radio show because I was using Eptroid on the, it's an Android app store. It's all open source. And I was using, LibreDroid.
Okay.
Something like that. Anyway, I don't want to waste your time. But I heard about your show when I was browsing through, internet radio stations. I was looking for libertarianism and I found you and you were one of the few libertarianisms. And I first heard you, I heard the Onion pop on. And I was like, oh, man, this isn't what I want. But it turned out to be really good. So I'm glad to hear that. So thank you very much.
That's just us fooling around. So you're getting the Liberty Radio Network. And Free Talk Live is one of the shows on the Liberty Radio Network. My co-host and I, but mainly my co-host, he wanted to create a place where people could have basically content around the clock. You can only listen to so much Free Talk Live, and there may be people who hate us. Right. They don't want to hear. They don't like the show that we do. But they may love the Call to Freedom or any variety of other programs at LRN.FM. And I personally, when I'm in the car for a long drive and I don't have the family or anything in the car, I'll just put LRN.FM on, and I think the programming's awesome. It's the most professional-sounding, liberty-oriented network out there, and we're giving you new content all the time in a push sense of the word. You know, you may not have ever heard of the show that comes on next, but hopefully it's entertaining, and if it's not, then, tune out, and then pop in later and check it out. We've got podcasts that fill in between the live shows that we're doing, and it's really well done. I've got to say, it isn't a moneymaker. It is a labor of love for my co-host, Ian Freeman. Free Talk Live is it's the show that makes the money so that we can continue to do all the other stuff. But we're in this for liberty as opposed to being in it for the money.
Oh, totally.
Operation Greenway.
So Operation Greenway is a project to create a new nation for citizens of the world or a constitution used in the event of a revolution in America. So this actually started off for me, Ghost Liberty, or Alexander, wanted to originally buy land to start a government where I'd be able to grow all the cannabis I desired to make my living off of this grass.
Okay.
And Greenway was basically the birth child of how do I come up with my own micronation. And I figured the United States was really the best model to use, so I restructured and reformatted it. So for all your listeners, it's operationgreenway.wordpress.com. And we have a constitution. We have an about page. We have a Discord chat. We want as many people as possible to get involved in this project and give us feedback because it's been mainly about 6 years of me stewing, writing this constitution in my free time.
You got a constitution. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Where are you going to put this micronation? Is it a physical micronation?
Yeah, it's a micronation right now, yeah.
Where?
So, okay, basically it visualizes me the map of the Earth that's like a flat sheet. I'm looking at South America, and I'm going off the eastern coast of South America to a seamount. I can't remember the name of the seamount. There's a seamount. If you ever go on Google Earth, you'll see it. It's off the coast of Uruguay. If you go directly east off Uruguay, there'll be a seamount in the ocean, and that's where we're going to put Greenway. We're actually going to use bio rock, which is electro-mineral accumulation, to build retaining walls, and then we're going to pour magma from the Earth's crust that we're going to drill down to get, and we're going to pour that in to make these islands.
Are you familiar, have you ever heard of the micronation of Minerva?
Yes, I have heard about that, but they were within the exclusive economic zone of Minerva, so that or whatever the other place was. Minerva
Reef. Tonga.
Oh, Conga, yeah. So Conga troops showed up.
I don't think that's true. I think that they were outside of the exclusive economic zone, but that when they sent their announcement. So what happened was basically they were going out to a giant sandbar,
right,
and pumping up sand and creating a little island that they could all live on. And then they sent out some kind of greeting. Greetings, New Zealand, Australia, Tonga, and
right,
I think it was Papua New Guinea. We're your new neighbors. And they, those four nations got together. They said to the king of Tonga, this looks like your problem. We're going to extend your zone down here. And so they just extended their zone out and said, you know, this is
now
this is
your
it.
Part. Now you're part of Tonga.
Now, I'm not saying I'm not saying that you can't try the same thing and get a better result.
I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm interested in what you're talking about. I also run a Facebook page called The Move Here Project. If you go to Facebook.com and type in The Move Here Project, you can see a chronicling. I have put together all of the projects that are like this at all. Anybody who's kind of putting together any kind of, I've got a liberty thing going on, move to this spot and we'll get involved. So I'd be interested in reporting on what you're doing. If you'll just send me something at mark@freetalklive.com. I'll get something up there. I would, however, like to suggest that I think that there, you know, being involved in this over some time, I think that there might be some systems that will work better than others. Maybe I'll get in your Discord chat and talk to you guys. Just because, again, reporting on all this stuff, It's darn difficult, the row that you have set out for yourself to hoe, getting people to pick up their lives and moving, and especially to a small little spit of land that you're going to make out of magma.
Right.
Hopefully you won't have to, you know, visits from the United States or, Uruguay or Great Britain or whoever decides.
I'll ally with Uruguay in the United States in the future, and that would be probably better for protection from pirates.
Yeah. The number, 855, I'm sorry, go check us. Thanks so much for the call, Alex.
Appreciate it.
Check us out, freetalklive.com.
I have a question. So is this the one with the black arrows? With the black it looks like a star with arrows? Okay, thanks.
Yep, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yep, check us out at freetalklive.com. And your projects, we're interested.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.